Welcome to Amplify Love Podcast. My name is Natalia Love Angelou. I empower women to own their superpowers and transform their mindsets so they can experience more confidence, clarity, and live their dream life. Hi, everyone, and welcome back, Sacred Tribe, to Amplify Love with yours truly, Natalia Love Angelou. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a hot minute since I recorded a podcast episode, and it is because life has been very, very busy. And today we're going to be covering the law of relativity, which is the ninth universal law. So it's so interesting how today's episode is about the law of relativity, considering the past month, what has happened in my home. So to give you a summarization, not just the eclipse energy that has happened, but I was really sick. And then my son, my youngest son, he's 12 years old, and he broke his leg, his big bone in the front of his leg. I think it's called the tibia, and it broke it in spiral, like 2-3 spots. And we were worried that he might need surgery, but he doesn't. So that's a good thing. And then, so I was busy recovering from a chest congestion, and my son now is in his week 3 of a broken leg. And my mother pulled her sciatica nerve. So I was tending to my son, tending to myself, and also still tending to my mother, having to drive her to the Cairo for acupuncture 3 times a week. So I was not energetically able to show up here in this capacity to record a podcast episode. So it's been a hot minute. It's been like, I think, a good 5 weeks. But thank you for being patient. Thank you for being here. I know I have some loyal fans because I got some DMs. People are checking up on me. And then you can see I'm active in Instagram now. And I shared in my stories that I was sick and that my son had a broken leg and so on. So I am feeling back 100%. And the thing is, sometimes life throws you those curveballs. Sometimes that's what's going to happen. You're going to ebb and flow with life. It's ups and downs and merry-go-rounds. That's just a part of being in this human earth plane. Remember, our soul chose to be here today. Our soul, in that beautiful spiritual heaven realm that you would call it, said, hey, you know what? I'm bored of being here in this spiritual realm. I want to come here into this earth school. And in the earth school, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be beauty. There's going to be orgasmic bliss. There's going to be deliciousness. There's going to be pain. There's going to be fear. There's going to be grief. There's going to be anger. There's going to be happiness. There's going to be pleasures. There's going to be every single emotion and energy. So realizing that everything is for us, not against us. And so this law, the law of relativity, is a very beautiful topic for everything I'm sharing that I just shared right now. So let's jump on in. So for the law of relativity, have you ever found yourself comparing your life with others, maybe in your career, in your relationships, or even your material possessions? So it's a natural tendency for humans to want to, you know, gauge their circumstances by comparison. So the law of relativity states that there's no good or bad, there's no right or wrong until you compare or relate it to something else. So every single thing in your life is relative to your own perception and perspective of it. So the law of relativity suggests that all things in the universe are inherently neutral. Just think of that. It's all neutral. Until you give it a label, it's neutral. It is neutral, everything. It's our perception and perspective that assigns a meaning and value to them. So think of it as you're viewing the world with, you know, tinted glasses. The lens through which we perceive reality shapes our understanding of it. And that's big, because I could have had the tinted glasses of a victimhood of, woe is me, I'm sick, and my son broke his leg, and now my mother needs my attention, and I have to go there 3 times a week, and where's my other siblings? Why do I have to do it all? And being mad and angry and frustrated and sad, I could easily embody those emotions. And especially my son broke his leg, feeling really scared, does he need to have surgery? And I could definitely embrace that mentality, that perception of why is these bad things happening? It must be the eclipse. It must be some evil eye. It must blah, blah, blah. That's one reality. But I chose the reality of, okay, you know what? My son broke his leg, but maybe this happened because something worse could have happened. So this is a lesser of something worse that could happen. Maybe he would be running and bam, get hit by a car. Knock on wood, that ain't happening. But maybe that's why this happened. It's to slow him down. That he needs to see how his body is such a beautiful healing machine and that he can heal anything at any time. And maybe this chest congestion that I had is happening so I could slow down and take care of my heart chakra and put up boundaries for certain family members that just want to pull, 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 pull. And maybe all these things are happening at the same time because it's an upper level. It's a shift in, of all my shadows, all my pain. It's allowing me to have space to shift everything so I can have new awareness and new energy to plant seeds for this beautiful tomorrow, this beautiful spring energy. I also just celebrated my birthday on April 7th, and I had two birthday parties with two beautiful groups of friends, and I just love it. I love celebrating. So I was healthy by that time. So I just took the whole week to be like in celebration mode, basically. And my husband just celebrated his birthday on April 14th, two Aries. And yes, you can still be compatible with each other. And yes, so it's been a beautiful, beautiful journey so far in this past month. But see, my perspective, my tinted glasses is always leaning towards the positive, always knowing that things are working out for my best favor, even though pain experiences happen. You know, instead of being the victim mentality, I think of it as okay, an opportunity to rest, an opportunity to see how the universe is helping us, an opportunity for my son to see that his bones are healing, opportunity for me to dive into my heart chakra even more and see what lives there, what needs to be explored, an opportunity to be for showing up in my mother's life and just letting her see how dedicated I am to assist her on her journey right now, where she's struggling through a lot of pain. So that's how I view things. So the law of relativity states that everything's relative to your perception, but there's no right or wrong or good or bad or ups and downs. It's all just neutral until we give it a label and we'll be like, this sucks. But guess what? You gotta embrace the suck. You gotta embrace the suck sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you're gonna label things as sucky. And it's okay. Embrace it. What is this suckiness trying to teach me? Be curious. Get curious. Okay. What's going on here? What's alive in me right now that I need to explore? And embrace it all. So, how does the law of relativity work in our daily lives? I'm gonna break it down for you in a few steps. So, get your notes. Write it down, pause whenever you desire. Step one, recognize the comparison trap. The first step is acknowledging that we often fall into the comparison trap, whether it's comparing our life with others, comparing the success, comparing the failures, comparing things we have materially, spiritually, physically. Like, there's a lot of comparisons happening in the spiritual realm. It's like, oh my God, if you haven't done ayahuasca, then you're not as enlightened as you should be. If you don't do this yoga this many times a day or cold dip this many times a week, then oh, you still have lots to grow. Like, seriously. And you could even say in the spiritual and even the religious, I'm Christian, you're not Christian, that is bad. Or you're not Jehovah's Witness, that is bad. Or you're not Catholic, that is wrong. And if you're seeing this world right now, what's happening with this war, it's all because of people thinking that they're better than other people. And it's sad. And it's very heartbreaking to see that this is happening in this 21st century. Okay. And it's just so sad. It's so sad right now that it's happening and no one's stopping it. It should not be happening right now. Why aren't we awoke enough for this not to be happening? But I have to trust the universe, trust the higher power, that there's something going on behind the scenes that I don't know about and that God knows about, the universe source creator knows about. And instead of getting angry and getting so sad, I'm beaming my Care Bear Stereo light into that part of the world, into Gaia, into Mother Earth, into all the beings. I'm praying for those that people forgotten about or haven't had anyone to pray for them. I'm sending the love, I'm sending the light, I'm sending the compassion, I'm sending the grace, I'm sending the unconditional, unwavering faith that there will be change. So back here now, I live in Niagara region in Canada. We're very fortunate to be able to be safe here. So everything's relative, of course. Even with the war, some people side of one side over the other side and think that this is right. Some people do think that. And I don't. I think that violence doesn't solve anything. I think that it's not fair to have innocent children and women and men and all beings in this state right now. So we have to just continue to have faith and pray. And now back to this episode on the law of relativity. And I know that it's hard to talk about these things. So I just had to say that it just came up. So I'm going to be authentic. I'm not going to erase. I'm not going to edit it. This is me. Okay. So we have to realize that comparison is not a good thing because everything that happens in our life is happening. And it's hard now saying that because of what I just said, right? Because this law is one of the least favorite laws for people because a lot of people take it personal. So you're saying that I'm supposed to be suffering right now. So you're saying that this war is allowed to happen because it's the law of relativity. So they're being, punished. There's a lot of people who think that karma and this and that, but no, because I'm not playing God here. It's not our responsibility to, but as a human being who cares and who loves and who has empathy, I can see love and I can see not love. And war is not love. That's all I can say. So we have to unite. I am praying for unity consciousness, for everyone to have the softness in their hearts to unite and love each other, love the brothers and sisters. So recognize the comparison trap isn't a good thing and challenge that duality thinking. Challenge the notion of black and white thinking. Instead of viewing the world in terms of absolutes, recognize that there are shades of gray and rainbow in between the blacks and whites. Recognize the in between. Understand that what may seem a certain way is often not that way. It's all about perspective. The next step is cultivate awareness. So once we identify that it's our inclination to compare, the next thing is to cultivate awareness of our thoughts and our emotions. So pay attention to our thoughts. Pay attention to where we find ourselves when we're making these comparisons and beliefs and assumptions driven by that. Really pay attention within yourself right now and ask yourself questions like, why do I think this way? Is this something that the society believes? Is this something that I am carrying forward through ancestral pain or inner child memories? Question these thoughts of comparison of the bad and wrong and good, and even what you're seeing on TV. Question what you're seeing on TV. Why am I seeing this? What is going on in this world for real? Why do I have to believe one side? Why can't I believe as a human what's right, not as what we're seeing and being fed? That's why I don't watch the media, because there's one side being supported right now. So question that. Get curious, okay? Get curious with your life. Make your decision. Ask yourself, what is it that you truly believe and why? And when you find yourself comparing yourself with your neighbors or with your friends or with your colleagues, ask yourself why. If you find yourself that you need to have more of certain thing, ask yourself why. Are you not in the present moment? Are you living too much in the future and you're not living in the present moment? Be more grateful for what you have here. If you have a home, if you have a device that you're listening to this podcast, be grateful that you're here right now. I'm grateful that I'm here in Canada right now, even though, yeah, you could think that the Prime Minister and blah, 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 everyone has something negative to say, obviously, but I'm still grateful that I'm here and I'm free in my way here in this world right now. So there's always things that could look like it's bad and good and right or wrong. And realize that comparison is not a thing that's going to help serve you in any capacity. So the law of relativity states that everything is neutral until we give it a label. It's all neutral. So embrace, as you cultivate the awareness, embrace perspective. Recognize that perception of reality is just one of many possible interpretations. So what may be right for you may not be right for someone else, and vice versa. By acknowledging the diversity of perspectives, we can cultivate empathy and understanding. So this is a big thing, because we could both be witnessing something and have two totally different perspective and thoughts and opinions on something else. This could be said for so many different things, but what I like is that there can be two rights. There could be two rights. There could be two truths. There could be two people viewing a situation. And one person could be like, this is the ultimate betrayal. This is the worst thing ever. And the other person's like, hey, learn to grow, learn to forgive, learn to love unconditionally. And both of us could be right. And this is happening right now in my life with a certain person. And I had to learn to put boundaries up, because I deserve respect and love. And sometimes when people are angry at you, put a boundary up, because guess what? Holding on to anger is like holding on to hot coals. You're the one that gets burned. And I decide not to participate in that game of throwing hot coals to each other. Like, no, thank you. I put a shield, I put up a boundary, and I desire and deserve respect. And I'm not going to tolerate anything that's not of love and light and respect. So, yeah, the past few weeks has been a roller coaster, but I have grown so much since the last time I was here. The last time I was here, I was telling you about starting the yoga teacher training, and I feel so good. I'm like reading The Power of Now again with Eckhart Tolle. And as I was reading it, I was realizing, oh my God, I'm living a lot in the future. Like, oh my God, I can't wait till I build my spiritual sanctuary and I can teach this and that, and I could create a program for this and that, and I could do this and that, and then blah, blah. Dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. It's so beautiful to dream. It's so beautiful to cultivate those seeds of love and possibilities and all that joy I carry, the manifestor generator of creation, inspiration. I have a lot of that. And I realized that, oh my goodness, I'm spending a lot of time in my fantasy, in my dream. I'm spending a lot of time in the future. Get back here into the present moment. Get back here into the now. Why do I have to create ABC programs? What's in me that feels the need to do this? Is it because I want recognition? Is it because I want acknowledgement? Or is it because I really do love the passion to teach others and I really love inspiring? And it's coming from that place of I love sharing. I love it. I love to teach. It's one of my favorite things. But being in training has realized I'm reading all these books and watching lots of different Ram Dass documentaries and really diving deep into my heart chakra and my inner child wounds as well and my ancestry pain as well. I've been working with that as well and realizing, oh my gosh, be here now. Be here in the present. The present is a gift from the universe for you. So be here now. Don't have to be always in the future. And some people are always in the past. In the past, where it could have been painful, it could have been sad, and they're living there, and they're not here in the present, realizing that they can redirect their lens, they can see things differently, they can manifest a different timeline with new awareness, with new energy. You can manifest anything you truly desire. So I'm not saying don't dream and don't plant those seeds, because trust me, I'm always going to be there. I'm always going to be planting those seeds. I already am doing stuff that I haven't shared with you yet because it's cultivating and it's in the long process of paperwork. So, but I'm dreaming, I'm seeing those things, but then bringing myself back into the now. But it's important to have ambitions. It's important to have dreams. It's important to visualize success. It's important to have a goal and then do the steps that will bring you to the goal. But it's also important to be in the present moment. It's important to see the beauty in your life at this moment in time. And don't just wait till you have that money. Don't just wait till you have that relationship. Don't just wait till you have that thing that you think is missing in your life. Be here in your body and count your blessings at this moment in time. Embrace it all. So the next step for recognizing how this law of relativity can work in your life is also practice non-judgment. So as we navigate through life, practice non-judgment towards yourself and others. Rather than labeling experiences or behaviors as, wrong or right, good and bad, approach it with curiosity and openness. That's one of my faves. Get curious. Get curious in your life. What is it that you truly desire? And what do you need to do to get there? And how can you stay present while you're following that calling? How can you enjoy the presence of your beingness at the same time as dreaming that dream? And how can you let go of judgment? Seek to understand the underlying motivations and circumstances behind them. Look at things instead of black and white, with all shades of rainbowness, not just gray, all shades of rainbow. Everything's lessons and blessings. And it's like, one thing could be good and wonderful in your life, but other people may not want that. Other people may have this other thing. And if I were to talk about a few of my people I know in my community, and some are open relationships or poly, and I am monogamous, I love them. I love supporting them and hearing their stories. And I bring so much curiosity and joy, and I hold space. And I honestly let go of all judgment. I see the beauty in that. And I recognize that they're happy, and I support that. But for me, in my own sovereignty, in my own sacred temple of my own relationship, I choose to have a monogamous relationship. I choose to devote myself to my husband. 27 years, just one partner in my entire life. 27 years. Yes, my first relationship and my high school sweetheart, and we have built a beautiful family unit. And I'm not saying that every single person has to be this way. No, I perform marriages and people who have a second relationship, a third relationship. I support all genders, all sexes, all relationships. I even done a ceremony for my friend who's open relationship, and I performed a ceremony for her as well. Because guess what? I am a walking testimony of practicing non-judgment. I accept all beings of light, and that's a blessing in my perspective, in my reality. But in other people's reality, I have family members who are in my reality not open, and they are very Christian based, they're very close-minded, and they're very angry of the things I support. Like if I perform same-sex relations in my weddings, they're not happy of that. So I'm making my podcast, I'm sharing authenticity, and this is how my people find me and get to know me more. And it's a way to be more vulnerable. And I feel so good to be showing up more in this capacity. So thank you for being here. Okay, and the last step is to cultivate compassion. Oh, I love compassion. That's like, compassion. Passion that's just multiplied is compassion. Cultivate compassion for yourself and for those around you. Recognize that we're all on this beautiful, unique earth journey. We are all here for growth. We are all here to explore the depths of our soul. So recognize the uniqueness that shapes each and every one of us. And recognize that there can be two truths, that there can be two different perspectives, that there can be two, and it's all beautiful. So by embracing that inherent relativity of existence, we can foster a sense of unity and interconnectedness with all beings. Yes, I am a dreamer. Yes. Imagine all the people living in love and light, like John Lennon's song. Imagine compassion in everyone's hearts. Pray for those people who have all that anger, who is the people that people hate, who is the heads of the wars or the heads of the countries. Pray for them that they can find compassion and love. Don't just pray for the people who are suffering. Pray for the people in charge too, because they have so much anger right now and they need more love. And I just trust the universe. I was talking to a friend, this is her perspective, and she is from Palestine, and she's a beautiful soul. And she gifted me this. She came from Jordan recently, and she gifted me with this turquoise. And their belief is to protect from the negative energy. And I love it and I wear it all the time. And I asked her opinion of this war right now because it's her people. And yes, it's very, very devastating. Well, she said something to me. She said that she was raised in, it's a story, her generations of like her grandmother and her grandfather, like it's a story that you hear when you're growing up in the country. She said that the story is that Palestine is like a portal, like a gateway to the heavens, to spiritual realms. And as a soul, that those souls chose to be there as a gatekeepers to like protect the gates of heaven. And as a soul level, not human, not thinking the pain and the suffering that's happening in the human level, but as a soul level, that their souls are so courageous, that their souls are so brave, that they knew in the soul level that they're going to come here and be experiencing these painful experiences, but they sacrificed to protect. And when she shared that with me, and this is her perspective, and remember that you could have a different perspective. You could be supporting a different side, and that's fine. It's not my job to convince you otherwise. It's not my job to change you. It's my job to beam love and light and amplify love and light wherever I go. And you can have your perspective, and I salute you. Yes, I do. So when she shared that with me, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a soul level. There's so much things happening right now that not thinking of it as a human level, but as a soul. You think of it as energy and think of it as light. Is winning no matter what. It could be looking at so painful, but this is just the last straw for the darkness to try. But light always wins, in my perspective. This is my opinion. There could be other people that have such a different opinion and a different perspective. But as a metaphysical minister, if you're listening to this, you know this by now. This is the kind of spiritual stuff I'm going to throw into my podcasts here and there. Okay. And if you don't resonate with what I'm saying, then guess what? You can see your way into another podcast. Mwah. And that's fine too, because I'm sharing from my heart. And what I offer is not for everyone. And I'm okay with that. I love the fact that I'm so confident to show up as me and know that my colors, my rainbowness, my light, my angel wingness, my high priestessness, my strong, powerful Aries energy is going to intimidate some people. They're not going to like me. And guess what? I'm okay with that too, because I don't like everyone either. And I shared this before, and I'm going to continue to share because this is my podcast and I'm sharing my reality with you. And you are here and you're listening right now, which means you like what you're hearing. So thank you for being here today. Thank you so much for those DMs. Thank you for everything. And to wrap this up with the law of relativity, remember, we're all on your own unique path. Let go of the need to compare. Let go of the need to be right. Just see things from a different perspective. And when you can, you realize that things are just so much more easier. And things just flow better when you can have compassion in your heart, love in your heart. The law of relativity invites us to reevaluate our understanding of the world and our place within it. Recognize that inherent neutrality of all things and shifting our perspectives accordingly. We can then free ourselves from any limiting beliefs or the need to compare and embrace a much more sovereign, authentic, fulfilling life. So one of my favorite quotes by Tony Robbins is, "The world is not happening to you, it's happening for you." Meaning that instead of thinking like a victim or this is like all these bad things happening to me, it's think, okay, this is for me. Why did this happen for me right now? Why did I get so sick? What is the message behind this? How can I grow from this experience? So thank you so much for being here right now as we wrap this up. I appreciate you. I see you. I love you. I'm so grateful for your existence. Keep on staying curious. Keep on investing in your personal development and in your growth. And if you need support, I'm here. And yes, I do sessions on Zoom. So wherever you are in the world, we could do a Reiki session on Zoom. We could do a coaching session on Zoom. We could do a card reading on Zoom. We could do a hypnosis on Zoom. We could do attunements, Reiki classes on Zoom. On Zoom, you bloom. What? Yeah, I do that. I do it all. I do it all. I did a card reading session for someone last month and they loved it. It was so wonderful. Oh yeah, and in the past 5 weeks, I also created a website for somebody who's also in this holistic realm. Someone just asked if I could support them, and I'm like, hey, I've been doing my own work, marketing and websites designing for like all these years. Yeah, I know what to do. I'm the one who created my website, so okay, I can do this for someone else. And then as I was doing it, I was like, oh, this is so much fun. Wow, I'm a very creative person, and this is an avenue to create. So, I'll choose who I work with, obviously, because I do multiple streams of, creations. With my weddings and with all my other holistic services and stuff, right? Because I love things that are unique and different. And for me, multiple streams of income is important. And I'm also a mother of four. So I love to be my own boss and create things when I have the space for it. So I'm not open to creating like 20 websites in 1 month. No, because I do a lot of other magical woo-woo-ness and I love it all. But I'm open to creating like one website a month for someone if they ask, if they need it. And they were willing to pay. I'm open for that. So, thank you so much for joining me. through these laws of the universe and for your patience and understanding and for exploring the law of relativity with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, please share, please rate it, and tell your friends and family, share it. I really, really, really appreciate. Remember, in a world of relativity, the only constant is change. Remember that. And you can change anything in your life at any time. You're not happy in your relationship? You can change. You're not happy with your physique? You can change. You're not happy with your job, but you can change. You're not happy with anything in your life? You have the capacity to grow. You have the capacity to evolve. Change is a constant. I'm growing, I'm evolving, I'm shifting, I am changing, I'm learning. I'm seeing parts of me that I'm like, oh yes, I gotta be in this present moment more here. So thank you so much, fam, for being here. I see you, I appreciate you, and I'm so grateful for you. So until next time, embrace the journey and may your perspective be ever expanding. Stay curious. Sending you so much love and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Until next time. I'm not even gonna say next week anymore because I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's gonna happen. So until next time, sending you so much love. Bye for now.